I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Welcome to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. A report reveals that more than 4.5 million patients need blood transfusions each year in the United States and Canada. Summertime donations can be tough, but are very much needed. That's our subject matter for this week, as we'll be speaking this morning with Jessica Jankowski, Communications Coordinator of the Community Blood Center of the Carolinas from their Charlotte location. Jessica, welcome.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us more about the Community Blood Center of the Carolinas.
We are the local community blood center. We supply to our region's hospitals, which include hospitals such as Carolina's healthcare system, or now known as Atrium Health, and even into the children's hospitals into Hickory, Greensboro, and down even into South Carolina. So your blood that you donate with us here at CBCC helps save local lives. Your one donation with us can save up to three lives.
We talk about saving lives, patients in need of blood, and then we think about summertime, and there's a lot of factors involving summer. First of all, let's begin with maybe something that a lot of our listeners wouldn't think about, and that is that high school students account for a certain percentage of the blood donors each year, I understand.
Yes. So high school students account for approximately 25% of our CBCC donor population. So obviously in the summertime, they're out of school and we're not hosting blood drives within the schools. So that is a huge part of our donation population that we lose during those few months of the summertime.
And at the same time, someone who is a regular donor may be away on vacation, so you lose some help right there.
Right. We know the summertime, we have great weather. Everyone wants to go on vacation to the beach or even out of the country. And sometimes going out of the country, depending on where you're traveling, can create you to be ineligible to donate blood for a period of time, and it's usually up to a year. So that usually affects the blood supply, not just throughout the summer, but for a longer period of time as well.
One thing that already started happening in our region, even in the month of May, is that temperatures started rising. We got some of that humidity. So those hot summer temperatures make collecting blood more challenging as well.
Yes, you are so correct. When we host blood drives out in the community in our blood mobiles, we have to keep either the room or the blood mobile temperature extremely regulated. You need to have that temperature to be at 68 degrees, and it can't go any higher or it can't go any lower. That is what we're supposed to be regulated at through the FDA. So having really hot weather really affects us having to work harder to make sure we get those cold temperatures to be able to collect blood in the community.
For the rest of our interview, I know you'll want to take some time to speak individually to our listeners, especially those that have maybe never given before but have had it on their mind, or maybe this interview touches them this morning to realize how crucial this is for donating blood, especially during the summer months. So let me first of all ask you, how many citizens are usually eligible to donate blood?
So usually only about 10% of the population is eligible to donate. And those are the actual people that actually come in and donate. So there's a far greater percentage of people that are eligible, but only 10% of the population actually does come and donate. So it's very crucial that we have donors come in our door constantly to help make sure we have that blood on the shelves in our local hospitals when they need it.
It's WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week as we talk about the need for blood donors during the summer months. Our guest is Jessica Jankowski, Communications Coordinator with the Community Blood Center of the Carolinas. Jessica, who can donate? Where does age and maybe certain health issues come into play?
We are regulated by the FDA, and the FDA requires us to have certain regulations in place for individuals to donate blood. So you have to be 16 years of age, at least 120 pounds, and we ask that you don't come and donate unless you feel well and healthy enough. There are some restrictions based on different health disorders. So, for example, there are different deferrals if you've had cancer treatments or had cancer in the past and other diseases such as that. For example, cancer patients are the number one individuals that receive blood products. We know that we always need those blood products for those cancer patients, but in the back of it, a patient that has had cancer in the past potentially cannot come and donate in the future.
If I'm remembering this correctly, the four main blood types are A, B, A, B, and O, and you'll let me know if I've got that correct. What is the most common type of blood? And I'm assuming that all types of blood are needed.
Right. You are very correct. There are four types of blood, but you can have an antigen factor attached to that as well, which creates you to either be a negative or positive. And that is how blood is specified. You technically have 8 variations of blood. And like you said, we do need all types of blood throughout the year, whether if you're A, AB pos, AB neg, O neg, O pos. But we always are in need of O neg donors. O neg donors are the universal donor. Your blood type can be matched with anyone. So O neg is usually what is given to those trauma patients that come into the emergency room and they don't have time to match to the specific blood type. So O neg can go to anyone. So we especially need O neg on the shelf for those patients that come in and need that transfusion immediately.
I would assume that if someone is ready to donate and they come to the community blood center, one of your blood drives, that you guys are going to keep a very close eye on them, keep them comfortable, take care of them, give them a snack afterwards, make sure they've got their composure before they leave if necessary.
Of course, of course. Our staff are always warm and welcoming and make sure that you are comfortable in either the donor in the donor chair or in through the registration process or even through the very end to the cookies. Our staff is always there to look after you and make sure you're feeling well and healthy after that donation or even during your donation.
So Jessica, if someone wanted to learn more about the Community Blood Center or they wanted to find out when they might could donate, how could they get in touch with you folks?
So the easiest ways are either by calling 1-888-59-BLOOD. You can set up an appointment that way or find out more about our organization, or you can go to our website at www.cbcc.us.
We want to thank you so much for sharing your story this morning about the need for blood this summer in the Carolinas from the Community Blood Center of the Carolinas based in Charlotte. Communications Coordinator Jessica Jankowski, we thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate you having us.
The Friday feature from WNCW also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.